When armed militants took over an Oregon wildlife refuge last year, they called their occupation a protest against federal land management. The jury is continuing deliberations in the trial of Ammon Bundy and his followers. The wildlife refuge itself is on land considered sacred to American Indians. And as NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, the occupation has refocused attention on the ancestral rights Native Americans hold to lands in the West.
Outside the federal courthouse in Portland, Bundy militia supporters dress in traditional cowboy attire, waving American flags at passing cars. Some even ride a horse up and down the busy city sidewalk.
Lady Liberty!
A block away, Jarvis Kennedy watches all of this and rolls his eyes.
We don't claim to be victims, but we were.
Kennedy is a councilman with the Burns Paiute tribe in Harney County, Oregon. That's home of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge that the Bundys occupied in protest of the government's ownership of federal lands. But Kennedy is also out here anxiously awaiting a verdict.
They didn't know what they were getting into. They didn't do their homework and so forth, and didn't even know we were on the football field.
When the occupiers took over the refuge last winter, the Burns Paiute people watched in dismay. Ancient tribal artifacts stored there were handled and moved. At one point, the militants bulldozed through sacred burial grounds while trying to build a road. Before it became a refuge, this was the traditional winter gathering area for Kennedy's people. That's before they were moved to a 10-acre reservation near a landfill outside the small town of Burns.
I was raised like this to know that it's always going to be our land, no matter who owns it or what. It's always going to be us. We're the first people. And when everything's done and said, we're going to still be there.
Kennedy's tribe briefly made national headlines when they spoke out during the occupation. And he says tribes from around the country and Canada called with offers to come to Burns and support them. His tribe declined. It was just too tense, and they were worried about violence. But Kennedy says something good came out of all of this.
As Native peoples, and this Bundy stuff kind of kicked off something like a unity thing.
Tribes in Nevada are now pushing for permanent protection of lands they consider sacred around militia leader Cliven Bundy's ranch, the man who inspired the Oregon occupation. A coalition of tribes in Utah is pushing for a national monument. And the most high-profile show of tribal unity since the Oregon occupation, the protests over the Dakota Access Pipeline led by the Standing Rock Sioux tribe.
My name is Chase Iron Eyes. I'm from the Lakota Nation, or the Standing Rock Nation.
Iron Eyes is running for Congress in North Dakota. He says with defiance that the plight of the Burns Paiute in Oregon brought a sort of awakening to Indian country. He's optimistic that acts of civil disobedience and unarmed, peaceful protests like his will bring land reforms.
The duty that tribes are claiming to their sacred sites, to ancestral homelands, places to hunt, fish, provide for themselves, those things are being ignored by the American government.
But for every Oregon or North Dakota example, Native activists can point to dozens of other cases of injustices that capture no mainstream attention. Here's Tia Oros Peters, who heads the California-based Seventh Generation Fund for Indigenous Peoples.
It may have had a momentary glimpse of a tiny second that may have triggered a feeling of guilt and or responsibility, and then it went away.
So there's still deep pessimism in Indian country. In Portland, Jarvis Kennedy of the Burns Paiute tribe can't help but see how the land claims of Native Americans are treated differently than they are with the militia movement.
Well, if I did that with my people, my Native brothers and sisters, and we went and occupied something, do you think we'd be let run around free, go in and out of it? No, we'd be locked down.
For now, Kennedy is just hoping the verdict in the Oregon occupation will be a small measure of justice. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Portland.